Son of Bezos Hashem, Hilchas Basa B'cholav, Shir 24. Simon Sadek Dalad Sivvov. Let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Bitzolim or Yirokais Shebluim Mibasar, onions or vegetables that absorbed meat, blios of meat, means let's say they were cooked together with meat. We'll see later about what happens if it's about onions, if they were caught with a meat knife. But in the meantime, we're not going to differentiate between onions or vegetables. So if they were cooked together with meat, so now the onions or the vegetables have meat taste absorbed in them. Ubishlam, and it was cooked in a milk pot. We'll see soon what this means, if there's milk in the pot or not, or just a pot that was used for milk. If we knew how much meat was absorbed in the onions, it would be ruckus, or in the vegetables. For example, you took a potato from the chalent, and the amount of meat in the chalent was only 1/10 of the volume of all the food. So in this potato, only 1/10 of the taste is meat. And now we took this potato and put it in a milk pot, we only need 60 against the taste of the meat in the potato, which is 1/10 of the potato. So the Ramah says, since the potato is mortar when it was cooked in the chalent, so it doesn't become a chanan, and therefore we only have to estimate the amount of meat that's absorbed in the potato. So let's see now first the Shach of Gimel. The Shach of Beis goes on the side point. We'll come back to it after we finish the Ramah. So let's see Shach of Gimel. Shach says, the Mechaber, when he says that it's absorbed meat in the vegetables, he's not coming to exclude other isuim. Because the Mechaber holds, you don't say chanan by other isuim, other than basa b'cholav. And therefore, if, for example, the vegetables had some taste of isur in them, you only have to estimate against the isur. He's coming to exclude a case they had onions that were completely absorbed with milk, and then this onion absorbed a little bit of meat. In this such a case, it doesn't help to have 60 against the meat, because since the onions are already completely absorbed with milk, and now it absorbs meat, so the onions become achanan, and then if these onions were cooked in another pot, then it's 60 against the whole onion. So that's according to the Mechaber. According to us, that we hold it by all Yisurim, even not Basar B'cholav, we hold Chanan. So therefore, this case is only where the vegetables were absorbed with meat. If a vegetable was absorbed with a little bit of Isur, that had more than 60 in the vegetable, so the vegetable now becomes a Chanan, and now it needs 60 against the whole vegetable. So our case only applies by meat, where the vegetables absorb some meat and were cooked with milk, or vice versa, where they absorb some milk and were cooked with meat. In such a case, since it doesn't become a chanan originally, because there's no chanan by heter, so now we only need 60 against the amount that's absorbed in the vegetables. So then the Shach says, V'kosu b'tshuvas maharam milublin, the maharam milublin writes in the tshuvas, simt chofches, dem yesh shishim neged habasu abalu b'botzel, if there's 60 in the meat that's absorbed in the onion, or it's afa batzal mutter. In such a case, even the onion is mutter. Afa pi shalei nimcha v'nismayich. Even if it doesn't dissolve, and now you can possibly say that the onions, which had originally had meat taste, now absorbed some milk and will be aser, the Maram Lublin says that that's not a din. The din is that it's mutter. As we say, all the meat blios that were absorbed originally will come out. V'en tzorach lafisha, you don't have to remove the onions from the pot. Aval mechotcha batzal. B'tzakan shal iser, however, if you cut the onion with a knife of Isser or by other vegetables, or cut with which are not charef, that cutting doesn't do anything. But if they were cooked with Isser, and there's only a little bit of Isser absorbed in them, afilu yeshishim, toch lahafish, betzolim min hatafshel, you have to remove the onions that absorbed Isser from the food, alidei sinun, through sifting, abinyan achab b'mafshefshel. You have to do whatever is possible to remove the Isser. The Kamelon, Efshel Sechete Aser, because we say even though there's 60, the onions that absorbed Isser remain Aser, and therefore they have to be removed. Vayin L'Kamon, Simen Sadek Vov. That's the Shach. So from the Shach we see that in our case, by meat to milk, the onions are mutter. So we see that the Shach is learning that the case over here is that you cooked the vegetables or the onions that absorbed meat in a pot with milk, not just in a pot that was used for milk. because if it was a pot that was just used for milk, the taste that the onions or vegetables absorb is a natbarnat. It goes from the milk into the pot, and then from the pot into the water, and from the water into the vegetables. So certainly the vegetables are mutter, or the onions are mutter. So we see that he's learning that you cooked the onions in milk. So the Prima Gautam asks that why don't we say, just like we say in the beginning of Siman Tzedek Beis, that if meat falls into milk, the milk is absorbed into the meat, becomes a chanan, and then goes out, and asses the rest of the pot. So over here too, we should say that the milk goes into the onions, makes the onions a chanan, and now I should need 60 against the whole onions, and you should have to remove the onions. So he answers that since the milk that comes back out of the onions is min b'mino with the milk in the pot, so it's min b'mino, midoraisa, min b'mino, you only need rov. So over here we're not machmer. However, the Prima Gautam says that the onions themselves should be aser, because in the onion it becomes a chanan. So because of these questions, Rabbi Kivegi learns that over here we're talking about where you cook the vegetables in a pot that was used for milk. Not that there's milk in the pot right now. Let's see inside. We've gotten Zayin, starting with the words, Ubishlam Bekadere Chay Leves. Rabbi Kivegi says, L'chuvah hayinira debediktuk nokat kein, that the Mechaber was careful to use the word Kadere Chay Leves. It doesn't say it was cooked with milk. It says it was cooked in a milk pot. It doesn't say that it was cooked in milk itself. The Mechaber's learning is speaking about where you cook the vegetables in a pot, in a milk pot. But there's no milk in the pot. Rather, there's only other things, power food in the pot. And it's in this case that it helps to have 60 against the meat and the onions. And then the onions themselves are also mutter. The lechach shash, the tam cholav nichnas b'tzolim, v'nesu b'tzolim. You don't have to worry that the taste of milk will go into the onions, and the onions will be aser. V'gam yasu achakach hatashol, and afterwards the tashol will be aser. Im ein shishim neger cholav b'tzolim. If it's not 60 against all the onions, the hatam hacholav should b'tashol koydim shenichnas l'b'tzolim hu nat b'anat. The reason that you don't need 60 against the onions, and the onions are mutter, is because the taste of the milk in the pot, by the time it gets into the onions, is a nat bar nat, the heteva. There's two taste transfers of heter before it reaches the onions. One from the milk into the pot, and then from the pot into the food in the pot, and only then into the onions. So before it hit the onions, we have two taste transfers, and we'll see in Siman Tzedek Hei, the nat bar nat is mutter, at least b'diavad. Vim leko, shishim neger habasar. However, if there's not 60 in the pot against the meat taste, who the aser, after she tis a machaber, it's aser even according to the machaber, that says that nat bar nat is mutter even lechatchila. Hacha aser, demi bitzolim lamayim, loy mikri nat bar nat. Over here it's aser because from the onions to the water is not a nat bar nat. Kiven de loy haya balua bekli loy niklash. Since it's not absorbed in the utensil, the taste doesn't become weakened. This is a klal we'll learn in Siman Tzedek Hei, that in order to say nat bar nat, it's only if the taste first goes into a utensil. And if the utensil goes out, so in such a case we say nat bar nat. But if something's cooked together with meat, so the taste that goes into this other food, we don't say that the taste is weakened, and it's like the original taste. So over here, if I don't have 60 against the meat blios in the onion, so the meat blios will go into the water, so it's like meat being cooked directly in the water, so it's like you're cooking meat in a milk pot. And in such a case, it's aser, since there's no nat bar nat before it becomes mutter. So the Kriyegu continues, Avo b'bishlam b'cholav. However, if it was cooked in milk, if you cook the vegetables or onions in milk, yeshlemu de be'inan shishim neger cholav b'tzolim, we say that you need 60 against all the onions, because the onions become aser, the cholav nechens b'seichai, v'nasa nevela, because milk goes into the onions and they become a nevela, and then it will come out and aser everything, and therefore you'll need 60 against all the onions. And the onions remain aser. Even though we saw that from the Maram Lublin, it doesn't seem like this, that Maram Lublin matters such a case. As he says that even though he holds that the onions should become a chanan, he says that from the Maram Lublin and Shulchan Aruch later on, we see that the onions are mutter. So the Chavsas explains that the reason it's mutter is because by heter we say that the blios can be weakened to the point that they no longer give taste, and then they'll be mutter. If you cook them, the taste will come out, and by heter we say, efshel sechatoi mutter. So that's the machlokes nesif. How to learn nesif? According to the Shach, learning the sif that he cooked it with actual milk, and according to McGregor, he wants to learn the sif that you cooked the vegetables in a meat pot, not in milk itself. Let's finish the Ramah by the Chavdalot of the Shach. V'chol shekhen b'gdei v'shal cholov, certainly in a pot of milk, shebishlu bo mayim, toich me'is la'is, that if I cook water in a pot used for milk within 24 hours of the milk, v'achakach bishlu bo basar, and afterwards I cooked meat in the pot, lo yaminan d'tzorach l'shayo neged kol ha'mayim, you don't say you need 60 against all the water, rak neged ha'cholov shebola ha'kdeva. You only need 60 against the milk that's absorbed in the pot. If you use the pot only halfway for milk, and then you use it completely for water, we don't say that the water becomes a chanan, and therefore only 60 against the blios of the whole pot, because there's no chanan beheter. And therefore, if I cooked meat in afterwards, we only need 60 against the original milk that was cooked in the pot. Let's do one more. Now, one more point over here is that there's a difference between vegetables and onions. The Taz in Sifkat Yud says that by onions, if I cut them with a meat knife into small pieces, then I need 60 against the blios that came out of the knife. This is because an onion, we'll learn in Siman Tzedek Vav, is a davar charif. It's a sharp food, and sharp foods can take blios out through cutting or any force. So if I cut an onion with a meat knife, the blios of the knife will go into the onion. I need 60 against the knife. I don't need 60 against the whole onion, but I need 60 against the blios that were in the knife. Then the Taz says that if I only cut it once, for example, I only cut the onion in half, so now, presuming that the netila of the onion is smaller than the knife, then I only need 60 against the netila. Because we'll see that to a mohol, at least with the eved, that cutting will only cause the blios of the knife to go into the onion, a netila. So if the netila of the onion is smaller than the knife, I only need against the netila. If the netila is bigger than the knife, then again, I only need 60 against the knife. Now let's see the Shach Sifkat Chav Beis. Shach says, "Bitzolam ayuvakis zelushen hator." This is a quote from the Torah. Kosev b'sefer Atshuma. The Sefer Atshuma writes, "Afal gav to b'shav isurim kedeva shel isir." Even though by other isurim, other than basa b'chalav, a pot that absorbs isir, "Sheshah sama es leis beloy isir," that was left 24 hours from the time that the isir got absorbed. And it was used for hot water within 24 hours of the cooking of the Isser. The pot is considered bas yoima for 24 hours from the cooking of the water. Why? Because the taste of Isser in the pot gets absorbed into the water. And there isn't 60 in the water to be mevatel the isur, because we have to be mevatel the whole pot. And generally, there's not 60 in the contents of the pot against the volume of the walls of the pot. So the water that comes out is not batel. V'nasas bas yoima. And now it's like I cooked isur in it today. V'sricha me'es le'es la'achar chimam ha'mayim. And now I need to wait 24 hours from the cooking of the water in order for it to become ene ben yoma. If the pot is ene ben yoma, if it was not used for 24 hours from the time of the isur, it won't ask for something cooked in it, because it's nice and tam lefgam. The blios will no longer give a good taste into the food. But if you heat it up water, the blios come out, are refreshed, and then they go back in, and now we have to wait 24 hours from the time of the cooking of the water. So the Sefer Truma says, even though that's a din by Isir, but basa b'cholav ain't a kain. By basa b'cholav, this is not the din. She imbishlu ba basar. If I cook meat in a pot, ubisoich me'es le'es hochom ba mayim, and within 24 hours of cooking the meat, I cooked water in the pot, v'achar sheshosa me'es le'es, mi bishul ha'basar, bishul b'chalav, and then, after 24 hours of the cooking of the meat, I cooked milk in the pot, mortar, the milk is mortar, afal pi shu b'sech me'es le'es, mechimum ha'mayim. Even though, you cooked the milk within 24 hours of cooking the water. Adkan l'shani, that's the Sefer Truma. So the Sefer Truma is saying that even though by Isser, if I cook water in the pot, in order for the food to be mutter, it has to be 24 hours after the water. But by basa b'cholav, if I cook meat in the pot, and then water, and then milk, so long as the milk was not cooked within 24 hours of the meat, even though it's within 24 hours of the water, we say that the milk is mutter. Because of b'smak, hatam, what's the reason of the Sefer Truma? De b'nivla min ha'iser chshivya hamayim shebegdera atma iser, the nasa nevela, by iser, if it, you cook water in it, the bris of iser come out, and the water now becomes a chanan, since it's not 60 against the water, masha enkin, but basim chalav, the adayin kule heter. However, by meat and milk, if I cook meat and then water, it's still heter, there's no chanan, vim kain have a nat bar nat, and now I have a nat bar nat. The bris in the pot are one nat, then they go into the water, it's another nat, and when they get back absorbed into the pot, they're already mutter because it's nat bar nat. So the Sitzedas explains that we see from the smack that even by Iser, we say nat bar nat is mutter. And the reasoning is that once the taste is weakened, it doesn't make a difference if it's heter or Iser. It doesn't make a difference if it started off as Iser, or now it's going to make no Iser. If we say that the taste is weakened, it's mutter, so it's mutter even by Iser. That's the opinion of the smack. Therefore, according to the smack, it's only Iser if we say chanan. If it becomes chanan in the water, then it will be Iser, and Iser the pot. But if we don't say chanan, so the blios in the pot will be not banan in the water, and therefore we don't have to count from the water. So according to this, the Shach says, the Sadr Beis Yosef also writes in the end of Simen Kuf Gimel, that according to those that do not say chanan, only by basa b'cholav, this din does not apply by isurim other than basa b'cholav. But so the Shach continues, the Torah that brings the Sefer Truma and doesn't argue on him, the Torah also brings this din and doesn't argue. He obviously doesn't hold like the smack. The Torah holds in Siman Tzedek Beis that we don't say Chanan b'Shar Isurim, and nonetheless, he brings this din of the Sefer Truma, that b'Shar Isurim, it's Aser. So why is it Aser? So the Shach says, that we do not say not by not by Iser, one says that the only time we say that not by not is a heter, that if the meat blios or diluted twice, it's mutter, if it's cooked with milk, it's only by basa b'cholav, the kibin the tamsheni, a dain heterhu, because since the diluted taste is still mutter, even the iklish kula hai, since it was already diluted twice, loy choshuv leser, it's not enough to make something, can make a new iser. Avon b'midi di isura, but by something that's aser, kol heichod di igotayma, klal, anytime I have any sort of taste, even a weak taste, Oyser ad soif kol ha'ilam. Well, aser forever. So even if the taste is diluted, it will still aser. Ad kan l'shane, that's the run. That's a big call from the run. The nat ba nat is only by basa b'cholav to make a new iser. But something that's already aser, even if it's a nat ba nat, it's aser. Void mukhach shom behedya. And of that it's also explicit. The kosef kain afilu l'ma de omar, the loyim v'nechatecha nasas nevei l'b'shar yisurim. He says over there explicitly that this is even according to those that do not say Chanan by other Isurim. Nonetheless, even though you don't say Chanan, still not by not, by Shar Isurim will be Aser. Hain Shom. V'ayim et Simen Tzedek Hei, Sivkot Nhei, V'chein Mashma Lehejo, B'Shar Yidura, Soif Simen Pei Hei, Ayin Shom. This is also in the Shar Yidura, Obetosis, Perek Beis, Zabot Ezor, Dafayin Vov, Amon Aleph, Soif Dira Maschol, Bas Yoyma, and also in Tosfis, V'hein Ad Kosef HaRosh, B'Soif Abot Ezor Shom, therefore the Rosh says that if I cook in it, I need to wait 24 hours from the last cooking. What's he saying? That since we don't say nat bar nat, so if you cook water in an iser pot, the blios that come out of the pot and go back in will remain aser. The Shach continues, we'll be safe from Madani Melech Shom, and the Madani Melech on the Rosh, Kosav, he writes, the Mahach Mashma, from the fact that the Rosh says you have to wait 24 hours from the water, we see the Sevelei LaHavash, that the Rosh holds, the Amrina Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'chol Yisurim. That the Rosh holds, you say Chanan by all Yisurim, even not Basa B'cholav. V'shtam Mitzay LaHator, V'Beisesef Divya Rosh, L'Sham V'Les Naga B'Naga Yifukenu. And the Torah and the Beisesef that said that the Rosh possibly does not hold of Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, forgot this Rosh that says that you have to wait 24 hours from the water. And it's not a carpenter, the son of a carpenter, to take it apart. Meaning it's a Lashon, that means that there's no one that can disprove this proof. Ad kan. That's the Madani Melech. V'lo yamadti al soif daite. So the Shach says, I did not stand on the end of his knowledge. Meaning I don't understand what he's saying. The hadavar boru katipirashti. Because it's clear, like I said, that what? That the reason the Rosh holds that you have to count 24 hours from the water is because there's no not bar not. So the bleos that go out of, from the pot into the water and go back in are still aser, and they're refreshed in the water, and these bleos can aser if a cook within 24 hours of the water. V'chein Rashba b'tshuva simin tov kufyut vav nami kasav karvan. The Rashba also says like the Ran, v'sfiru le'la Rashba d'lo emu nechatik anasa zavela. V'shar isurim, even though the Rashba himself holds that we do not say chanan b'shar isurim. V'chein kasav b'es yusuf simin tzedakei, d'edas kol ha'peiskem shova b'zeh d'bedova iser l'shayach nat banat. Yusuf also says in simin tzedakei that we do not say nat banat by iser. V'kasav b'tar tzedak chatas klal nun zayin d'hu pashut. V'hainu mitamin shekasav avan. And the Torah's Chassid says that this is simple. V'hainu mitamin shekasav avan v'siyatoi. And this is because of the reason that the Ran writes the kivon the kvar neser, because since it's already asur la'olam hu b'isurei oimid, it always stays asur even if it's a weak taste. V'hilkoch kadei v'zu shelucham abam mayim toich meis le'eis. And therefore, if you cooked water in the pot within 24 hours of the iser chashiva bastirima, it's now considered a bastirima. It's like you cooked in it now. The habadava iser la'shach napanat, since it's not there's no napanat by iser, and the blios will come out into the water, be refreshed, and go back in. However, we say napanat, and therefore, even if water is cooked in between the meat and the milk, we count 24 hours from the meat, not from the milk. And this seems to me clear. So that's the shach. The shach is saying that if I cook water in a pot that was used for iser, we have to count 24 hours from the water, because we do not say nat by nat, the bleos come out and go back in. But if I cook water in a meat pot and then milk, we only count from the time of the meat, because the bleos that come out of the pot are nat by nat, and therefore we only have to worry about the bleos that remain in the pot, the meat bleos from the cooking of the meat. And if I cook milk in the pot 24 hours after cooking the meat, the milk will be mutter, because the meat bleos will be nice and tam lufgam. So in short, we're saying that according to the smak, we don't say nat by nat by iser, and therefore the only reason you have to wait from the water is if I say chanan b'shar isurim. But the shach says that even according to those that don't say chanan b'shar isurim can still hold of this din, because they hold nat by nat by iser is aser. So the question remains on the mechaber. The mechaber holds in Siman Tzedek Hey that by iser nat by nat is aser. So therefore, even if he doesn't hold of chanan b'shar isurim, over here it should be aser. So the answer could be found in the Dogma of Vava. The Dogma of Vava explains that the reason it's mutter is because if I do not say chanan b'shar isurim, let's say that the walls of the pot is 1/20th of the contents of the pot, so even if all the bleos come out, now the isur in the water is only 1/20th, and then when these bleos get absorbed back into the pot, the bleos in the pot now that are refreshed, only 1/20th of them are asur, and the next time I cook in it, we probably have 60 against the 1/20th of the bleos in the walls of the pot that are asur. However, if I say chanan, so all the water is aser, and then the water will get back absorbed into the pot, and then all the bleos in the pot will be aser, and therefore, if I cook in it afterwards, within 24 hours of the water, the food will be aser. So we have to say that the shach is choshesh, that even the second time you cook it, there won't be 60 against the percentage of bleos that goes back in. If let's say, as we said, that the volume of the pot is 1/20th against the contents of the pot, so it's possible that there won't be 60 the second time. So therefore, the Torah and the other Rishonim that don't hold of Chanan but Shari Surim will still hold in this case that you have to wait from the water. So the Shach continues with another case. The Shach says, Oid Kosef HaBais Yisif B'Soif Simen Kuf Gimel. The Bais Yisif writes in the end of Simen Kuf Gimel, V'Zeh L'Shoinoi, O Mihu, Heicha Shahoya Balua Mibasa B'Cholav, where the pot had bleos absorbed meat and milk tastes, Shenis Bash L'Bob Yachad, that either the meat and the milk were cooked in the pot at the same time, or meat and milk were cooked one after another in the pot. So now the pot has basa b'chol bleos in its walls. Near it, the lekuli alma kashuchmo mayim b'sech me'is la'is. Everyone will agree that if I heat water within 24 hours of the meat and milk, choshuv ke'ilu chazuv in its bashal b'ho iser, it's as if I cooked the iser again in the pot, meaning the basa b'cholav, or mayna me'is la'is m'shas shuchmo b'ho ha'mayim. And you have to count 24 hours from the time you heated the water. Because by basa b'chalav, everyone agrees that there's chanan. So the bleos that will come out of into the pot will become a chanan. And now it's as if I'm cooking in the pot. Iser, basa b'chalav. And therefore I have to count 24 hours from the cooking of the water. Ad kan l'sheni, that's the base yasif. B'halach l'shitase. He's going to his shita that you only have to count from the water where there's chanan, not where there's no chanan. But the Shach says that even according to the Shita of the Beis Yosef, that you only have to count from the water with this Chanan, In this case, you do not have to come from the water. Because the reason that the poiskim hold that by basa b'cholav v'sechanan and not other isurim, hu mishum the b'basa b'cholav kolchad ba'api nafshe shori v'chi isnu b'hadi hadadi aser. That's because by basa b'cholav each one separately is mutter, and it's only aser when they come together. So therefore, when they come together, we can't say that the milk is aser or the meat is aser. Together they make an iser, and therefore the whole thing becomes a chanan. It's all one big iser. Hilkoch ha'basa atzmoi nasa iser. Therefore the meat becomes aser. Masha'ikim b'shar isurim. However, b'shar isurim, that is iser in heter, so we don't say that the heter becomes aser. It just has iser absorbed in it. K'mashu kosev ha'poiskim. Like the poiskim, right? V'ha'v'yesim b'simen tzarek beis, sifkan yud. We brought them in simen tzarek beis. Imkain. Hocha shekva neser ha'balua b'kdeira. Over here, that the iser, b'shar b'cholav, is already absorbed in the walls of the pot. Lo yishayich chatichan asas nevela b'zebor ba'enai. We don't say chanan, and this is clear. This is one of the principles of the Shach. He says it elsewhere also in Siman Kuf Gimel, that according to those that don't hold of Chanan b'shar isurim, even by Basa b'cholav, it's only Chanan when the milk gets absorbed into the meat. But if I have already an existing Basa b'cholav that gets absorbed somewhere else, but it won't make something else a Chanan. This is what's known as Habomi Basa b'cholav, something that's also because of a Basa b'cholav. So the Shach says that since I already have an Isser, so it's Isser going into Heter, and therefore we don't say Chanan. So the water that absorbs the basa b'cholav blios from the walls of the pot won't become a chanan if I don't say chanan b'shar isurim. Therefore, according to the Mechaber, who holds that the only reason you have to wait from the time of the water is because it becomes a chanan, so even in this case it should be mutter because the water does not become a chanan. According to us, that we say chanan b'shar isurim, therefore, a bomb basa b'cholav has a din of shar isurim and it would become a chanan. It's like any other isur asurim heter. According to the Mechaber, who only holds of chanan basa b'cholav, the water also should not become a chanan, because it's not heter, asering heter. If the only thing that's cooked in the pot within 24 hours of the meat and milk is aser, but not 24 hours from the water. So Shach says, Shuv motzasi lahabach b'simen tzadgvav sif gimel, shekibin gam kein esfor sa b'sisif. It also sounds like the b'sisif. The Bach says that the water becomes a chanan, and therefore I have to wait from the time of the water, even according to those who don't hold of chanan b'shar isurim. V'ulei sovelei, perhaps he holds, the kibin debami b'sa b'chalav, denilei kimekora. That since it comes from basa b'cholav, we give it a din of basa b'cholav. That is a din of chanan. But found in mashal and the drisha, like I wrote, that habom basa b'cholav has a din of shari surim, and if I don't hold of chanan by shari surim, I will not hold of chanan by something that's asked because of a basa b'cholav, because of blias of basa b'cholav. So Shach concludes, O makom makim l'di don the kaimelon chatich nasas nevela b'chol yisurim and if kusakan b'chol zeh. According to us, that we hold of chanan b'shar isurim, so over here it's as well, it's like iser aser in heter, and therefore the water will become a chanan. And therefore, according to us, since the water becomes a chanan, I'll need 25 hours from the water, and I need 60 against the whole pot.